Let's turn our attention to the world of domestic cricket. The Sheffield Shield is a drawn game played at the Adelaide Oval in the last 4 days, and Alex Doolan was the star for Tasmania, 170 not out in the first dig, and then 116 to just make it even Stevens on in his second dig, and he joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Alex.
Morning.
Great to have you with us. Big numbers there, Alex, big numbers, and you've been a pretty consistent performer through the last 12 months or so in Shield cricket. You've had a decent-ish season. What's been the big result this week against South Australia at the Adelaide Oval? How come you went so big?
That's a good question. If I knew that, I'd be a lot more consistent, I think. But, no, look, I think there are always games where things go your way. I actually got dropped a couple of times in both innings, so things would have been very different. very, very proud and pleased with the way I played this week.
Well, they're big numbers, and you gave your team a chance to square it up and draw the match, which is, I imagine, for a bloke who's been around for quite a while, as you have, that the performance of the team is more significant than your performance, and to keep them away from a loss is just as important as a big score. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think certainly as I've aged, I've realised, I mean, I don't think I was ever a selfish player when I was younger, but certainly the importance of team, and as you get older, you realise that you've got less games that you're going to be able to win. So, to go so close and give ourselves a chance to win the game was very pleasing, considering that we were probably outplayed for the best part of 3 days by South Australia. So we gave it a real shake and came very close, but just couldn't quite get over the line.
Alex, from your own situation, your ability to score big, and not just hundreds, but double hundreds, what sort of skills have you got that perhaps other elite batsmen around the country don't have with your ability to capitalise from such a position of strength to go even bigger?
I don't think I've got any more skills than anyone else, really. I think there are probably players out there with a lot more skill than what I've got. I think it's been a real focus for me. Probably earlier on in my career, I threw away a lot of good scores. Got a lot of 60s and 70s, so it's been a focus for me, certainly, that when I get in, I try and cash in as much as I can. So all about sort of making the 100 and then reassessing where I'm at and making sure that I stay in there and don't just make the 100 and get out. So I certainly don't think it's a skill thing. It's very much a mental thing.
Almost like a maturity thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think that's any secret. As the more we play, the more we mature. But, like I said, it's certainly a mental thing. It's not a skill thing.
So you're 33 at the moment and you've played Test cricket. Do you think you're a better cricketer now than you were when you played for Australia?
I think mentally, definitely. A better cricketer, a better... Yeah, not skill-wise. I think probably when I was at the peak of my skill was when I was playing Test cricket. I thought I was hitting the ball well. I had a lot of shots, but I certainly wasn't mature enough at the time. And that's funny to hear because I was 28 at the time. You think I would be mature enough, but I certainly wasn't. I didn't work hard enough at my game at the time. I thought I was going okay, and realistically, I had a lot of work to do.
So, Alex, then, in your opinion, when does a cricketer fully mature?
Well, I think that everyone sort of matures differently. I think as a batter, mentally, you're sort of looking to understand your game completely at around about the age of 27, 28. If you can do it before then, you're very, very lucky. I think someone like a Phil Hughes was an exception. He was a superstar at a young age. Steve Smith the same. But really, Steve sort of, he started to be a world beater at the age of 27, 28. Prior to that, he was a very, very good player, but he was not the player that he is now. So cricket's a game where I think it's so much between years is determines how good you can be. You need to be a little bit long in the tooth to be the best player you can be.
Alex, there was a lot of runs scored at the Adelaide Oval there during that Sheffield Shield match. Were you in talks
with the captains, etc., to see about the when you declared, obviously, to get a result, and when you were batting in that second innings, did you realise or did you think that you could actually win that match?
Yeah, so both teams got together and decided what was going to be a fair chase. And so we were certainly going for the win on that last day. That sort of eventuated late on day three. The two skippers got together and agreed on the chase. So we were going for the win right up until probably we lost our seventh wicket, and then it was starting to get a bit tough, and then to lose another wicket just meant that for the last eight overs we had to bunker down and make sure that we didn't lose the game.
Well, I want to thank you as a cricket fan because I watched it on cricket.com, and Shield matches, they need matches like that, so well done.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, games that go deep into the last day and both teams can win are really good games of cricket. And I think that wicket showed that both teams were a good chance. It took a little bit of spin. They got the ball to swing a little bit of reverse late in the day, and both teams had an opportunity to win. Ended up in a draw, but that's not always a bad thing, I don't think.
We've been discussing during the week different techniques of different players and the way they bat. One of your teammates in George Bailey has got one of the most unorthodox stances I've seen in a very, very long time, but it's effective.
Yep.
Where did it come about? Why did it come about?
Oh, God, I don't know. George is a remarkably unique person. I've played with him for a long, long time, and I don't think he's ever batted the same for an entire season. He tinkers and never happy, never satisfied, never comfortable, but still comes out and makes hundreds. So he's incredibly unique. You wouldn't try and teach anyone to do what he does, but he can make it work. I think next time he'll probably start facing up left-handed or...
should.
I just don't know. He's running out of ideas, I think.
And Alex, have you got a theory on why we're having some challenges with the mental health of cricketers, particularly batsmen of this day, this era? You've been around, as we've mentioned, a little while now. You're 33. You've seen plenty of things happen. Is it more stressful these days? Is it more? There's more anxiety on performance? What is it, do you reckon?
I think social media plays a big part in it, to be honest. I think we're all wired to our phones now, and I think that's... As people, we're pretty sensitive creatures. So whenever you get a knock from your social media account that says that you're not the player that you think you are, I really just think that there's more scrutiny out there at such an accessible level with your phone, with Twitter, with Instagram, Facebook. Everyone's got an opinion, and nowadays you're hearing it. It's in your face 24/7. So I think it is hard from a young player's perspective, even an older player's perspective. But I think if you're having those issues, that I don't know, maybe I don't know the answers, to be perfectly honest. But
yeah, it's difficult.
There certainly is more scrutiny now than there ever was.
Well, that seems to be evident at the moment with what's happening. But well done to you on your performance through the week for the Shield for Tasmania. We look forward to seeing many more big scores through the summer. Go get them.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.